So the whole kind of idea around this was that I've had over the last, well, I guess sort of few months, I've had a number of people say, I don't really, I get all the sort of little elements of marketing. I get all the kind of the little building blocks, and I understand certain things that are kind of being presented to me and that I'm learning. And I get things like SWOT and PESTEL analysis and, you know, what a SOS stack is and blah, blah, blah. But I don't really understand how this all either plays out in my role, can help me make decisions, makes me actually a marketer, and I don't really get how all these things link together. So that's the point of this, is kind of to take a few backward steps and just think, okay, well, one, what is marketing? Two, is there a kind of a step-by-step map that we can kind of draw out? And three, what actually is it all about? And do I need to know everything? So I'll answer number three first, is you don't need to know everything. The idea of marketing is to come up with a number of little tools, techniques, models, thinking, and ideas that work for you. Okay, so you don't have to know absolutely everything. Doesn't all have to make sense. You've got to just figure out what is most important to you. That's the key to this. So this first slide that I've got here is something I produced about a year ago, which is I wanted to try and do this for myself and kind of figure out, from what we might call marketing, where has this kind of grown up from? So how do we get to where we are today in the way we define marketing? And also, really importantly, where's it going? Because for lots of people, when you say marketing, they think, oh, that's advertising, or oh, marketing, yeah, isn't that so doing social media? And of course, as we know, it's a thousand more things than just that. So I produce this history and future of marketing just to kind of get a sense of how marketing's changing, where it kind of grew up, where it's kind of come from. And I thought, well, I need to base this on something, otherwise it's just Neil making it up. So I've based it on Kondratiev's cycles. Now, Kondratiev was a about 100 years ago, I think it was around about that, an economist, a Russian economist, and he figured out that the world has been going through a number of different cycles, or waves, as he calls them. And these waves of focus and attention and the way we do business, the way we live as a society, has kind of changed, but it's also shrunk. So each time we move to what he's described as a different wave, the length of that wave has shortened. So things are speeding up. Everything that we do, and we know that from day to day, we were talking about that earlier. So, you know, it's exactly what we were talking about. You know, things are just feeling like they're racing ahead. And that is absolutely the truth. That is what's happening. Now, I'm not going to go through each and every one of these, but it's just to really focus in on the sixth wave, which is the one I believe that we have been in since lockdown pandemic time. And COVID was actually a really interesting kind of watershed point, I think, that took us from the fifth wave, which was all about technology, big data, internet, social media, in other words, digital marketing, into this new sixth wave. Because if you stop and think about it, you're not going to get very much traction if all you do is focus as a marketer on social media. Why is that? It's because the world's moved on. And actually, a lot of businesses, a lot of organizations are still trapped in that pre-pandemic moment, that 30-year wave from 1990 to 2020, when everything was about website, digital, and social media. We have, since 2020, moved on to a new world. So this is what we're going to talk about here as we talk about mapping out marketing. Okay, so we're in a very different space. So the societal focus, so what is society doing right now? Well, we've moved from technology into sustainability. Everything we hear and read is all about climate crisis. It's all about making kind of decisions for planet and for people, not just for profit. So our mindset as marketers has changed, and it needs to change. So we're not just here to make money. We're here to make money, but we're also here to do it sustainably. So the decades that we're talking about here, rather than that 30-year period, 1990 to 2020, when it was all about internet and socials, et cetera, we're now in the period of 20 years, which is 2020 to 2040, according to Kondratiev cycles, which have been proved out for 100 years. You know, I'm not making this stuff up. This is based on his predictions of these waves. So we're into a 20-year wave. And so the economic focus, in other words, where is the economy, where are businesses, where are politicians, where's the world focusing? Well, it's focusing in on renewable energy. It's focusing in on sustainability. And as we know in marketing, it's focusing in on AI and robotics. So our marketing focus here is moved on from digital marketing. Doesn't mean we don't do digital, but we now do marketing sustainability. And that can be anything from getting more efficient in our marketing, so doing less, but getting more effective outputs. It can be actual marketing of sustainability, so our carbon footprint and all those important things that are kind of giving back to planet. So obviously, I'm increasing the well-being of all of our stakeholders, whoever they might be. And so our marketing strategies have now become less about customer relationship management, definitely less than what we had before, which was all about selling of benefits and selling products, and now much more into purpose-driven marketing. And that is what our customers want to hear from us now. What is our reason for being? So, at the core of our marketing map that we're going to plot out in a minute is that our customers, and you can say, oh, well, our customers are really kind of traditional, et cetera, et cetera. I will challenge that they were, but they're not now. So, we're seeing Gen Z and millennials now as the decision makers. And I would say the older generation, as was defined in lots of sectors, is now dying off. Let's be brutally honest, they are dying off, they're becoming less influential. It is Gen Z and millennials who are now holding the budgets. They're becoming the decision makers. They're growing up, getting married, getting good jobs with budget, et cetera, et cetera. So those now in this sixth wave of marketing are the decision makers. So that's what we're playing in. Okay. So that's our kind of starter, if you like, as we start to play this out. And we're also seeing some trends in the marketplace. And we kind of have to know this because all of this stuff is setting the context of what actually is marketing. Okay, so if we say we're going to be purpose driven, we're not just here to sell products and services and make money, save money, et cetera. We're here to deliver a purpose. And the current trends that we're seeing are things, obviously, things like AI, marketing sustainability that I was talking about before. Metaverse is coming in, VR, augmented reality, virtual reality, all those kind of emerging technologies are here. It's not future, they're here. We can use them today. But we're also seeing some really interesting people stuff come through. Advocacy is a huge one now. You cannot be a successful marketer or a successful business if it's just about you telling the story. We need advocates. We need others, potentially customers and other stakeholders, to be singing our praises and telling our story. So that's part of being a marketer, is now to encourage advocacy. In other words, encourage others to tell the story that we have. And that comes through case studies, reviews, testimonials, and the like. You can see on that list as well as influencers. We're not talking about the kind of uber influencer here. We're talking about micro influencers. Who's in our sector or the sectors that we want to serve? And it's those who are influencing in those sectors. And it's all very personal to us individually as a marketer or as a business, because it's all different, because my influence is going to be different to your influences. So we're talking micro influencer. Who are the ones making the noise? Who are the ones being listened to? Who are the thought leaders? And if you look at, again, on the list there, we've got thought leadership. And this comes back in as well to play significantly if you feel that we're not really being heard, or we want to actually become, more influential in our marketplace. Well, you need to become a thought leader. You need to be the go-to brand or organization or marketer who people think of first in the sectors that you're looking to serve. Because if you're not, you're an also-ran. And also-rans are not going to win in this game as it becomes ever more competitive. So, what kinds of topics? Remember, we're talking here about, leading in terms of purpose-driven. So, what kind of things are bigger than the products and the services that you offer? What is it about your organization and your people that makes you different? What can you lead on to help planet, to help stakeholders, to help the communities around you, to help your customers? And it's not through products and services. It's bigger than that. It's more fundamental than that. And that's what marketing is all about now. So if you just think it's all about, getting people to click through onto your website, or it's all about selling more product, it kind of is those things, but those are only the byproducts of being a proper real marketer in this new world. So before 2020, those things applied. Since 2020, we're in a new kind of definition of marketing. There's a few more things on there as well. Personalization. This is absolutely key. If every single customer that you have, and you can define what you mean by customer, if every single customer there does not feel like you're giving them a one-to-one experience, then you could do better. Okay, so this is getting down to the level of personalization. You need to figure out how your customers will feel so special, so immersed in the offer and the experience that you give them, almost like they're the only customer that you have. So real, true VIP. If you can get them to that point, then you're personalizing. If you haven't done that yet, that is part of your job description. Going forward, how can we be perceived as giving personalized service to each and every single customer? And rest assured, if you're in a competitive environment, if you don't do this and you just carry on doing the same old thing, one of your competitors will, and they will win in this space. Okay, so I'm not playing about here. This is serious stuff. It's fun, it's really involving, it makes you a real marketer, but it's really, really important. And then in the bottom right-hand corner on my little notepad here, you can see that we've written automation and AI agents. We're seeing AI come into play here, not just ChatGPT for helping you to write your next social post, but we're seeing AI coming in here that you can automate some of the stuff that takes up too much of your time and means that you use the word busy as a marketer. So we've got to get away from that. We've got to be thinking about how can we use AI to do the stuff where we don't really add value and it just takes up lots of our time. That's something that we need to focus in on. And this other thing, AI agents, AI now offers us the opportunity as marketers to surround ourselves with lots of little AIs, almost like little assistants, little virtual assistants who can do jobs for us and so we can get on with the stuff that's bigger ticket, that's more important and more valuable for our organizations. So AI agents, I'm not going to go into now, but those are things that you need to be kind of researching. And obviously, as you know, we've got the college, we've got some day courses. If you haven't done them already, well worth coming along to because those things will help to show you how you do that stuff. But this is kind of the core then of the kind of the context of building our map. And for me, this is the map. This is kind of what we do. This is marketing, okay, as it kind of stands right now. We're having all this stuff coming in at the top. We're going to work down from the top down to the bottom here, okay? So this as a marketer is your job, right? This is what you should be doing. You should be listening to the marketplace. You should be looking at those trends. You should be getting insights, knowledge from your customers, all the things that show that you are actively listening to what's going on. If you're just carrying on doing the same old, you're not a marketer. Marketing starts by being really active in listening to the trends, watching the insights. We've got this Slack channel, obviously, that you're part of that allows you to really keep up to date with the emerging latest stuff. So you can use that as a resource. But set up a little kind of tracking system on your desktop so that you've got links of places that you can go and that you trust to give you information about how the world is changing and moving. Obviously, you can follow some of my podcasts as well, because I obviously interview people who are kind of at the forefront of this stuff. So keep close to that as well, because I'm talking to a lot of people who are right at the cutting edge of this, and you need to know this stuff. Because if you don't, you're working from the old model in the previous wave, and I want you to be in this current wave. So you've got your insights and you've got your trends. You know what the world is doing. You know how your marketplaces are acting. You know what your customers are doing and what they're talking about. And you know what's going on in the media. So you're actively listening. Now we've got to define really what your role is here. Your role is to create business value. Now, if you're not in a for-profit business, you still have to create value. And your value comes from, in most instances, customers plus sales. Okay, now you can redefine this for your own situation. And I know, obviously, You sort of on this call and sort of listening to this, if you're watching this on catch up, might not be in a for-profit business, but you've still got customers and you still have to get value from those customers. So your job is to filter in the most profitable customers into your mix. That's your job. You've got to figure out who are the unprofitable ones that we still go after, we still try and attract on social media. Who are the ones who are unreachable? So we'd love them to be customers, but we just can't get through to them because there's, I don't know, they've got somebody in the way, or they don't really check their social media, or we don't really know where they are. So they're kind of unreachable. Forget about them. Okay. They're a distraction. Your business value comes from getting pr and prioritizing profitable customers, the ones who are going to give you best value, and then getting some kind of output from them. So for most of us, it's sales, it's getting them as a customer. But if it's about donations because you work in a charity, then that's the sales bit. And so you need to define what you mean by customer, you need to define what you mean by sales, and you need to be prioritizing the ones who are most profitable. So get rid of the unprofitable ones, the ones that don't really give you much value, and get rid of the ones off your attention, the ones that are just too hard to reach. So now you've got some focus, okay? And you've got to remember your job is not to do social media. Your job is not to update the website, produce content, blah, 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 all of those comms things yet. It is, but not yet, okay? We're not in the journey of that yet. Your job is to prioritize the most profitable, valuable customers and then to deliver a personalized experience to them. That's it. That is your job. Okay. So you need to remember that is the most important reason why you get up every morning as a marketer to do what you do. It is not to produce content. Your job is to prioritize the most profitable, valuable customers and deliver a personalized, immersive experience to them. That is it. That's the top line of your job description as a marketer. So how do you do that? Well, you come then down to what we see here, which is it's that inverted triangle there. This is what we call the customer journey. Okay, so I'm using terms now. You will have heard, you'll know what these terms are, but this is where these things fit in because we're trying to create this map of how you're going to use some of these tools. Okay, so this inverted triangle, the upside down triangle there, working from top to bottom is the customer journey. And that goes through three phases, as we know. Your job with these profitable customers that you've prioritized is to get them aware of you, not just your products. You're not selling products at this stage. You need to create the right kind of awareness. So you need to be the thought leader. You need to be in the right place to create this awareness. You need to be saying the right things. You need to be wowing them, exciting them, hooking them in, and just making them aware that you're worth listening to. So there's an awareness stage there. Once you've got them aware, your job as a marketer is to convert them, the conversion stage. And that is to turn them from somebody who's just aware into somebody who's committed to you. So it could be sign on the dotted line on the contract. It could be get your credit card out and press pay so you actually bought a product. It could be arrange a meeting. That could be that your job in marketing is to arrange a meeting for a particular client. And so at that point, that conversion point, and it's a single point, you've turned that person from a prospect into a customer. Now, your job as a marketer is to decide what is that point? Because ultimately, everything points to that point. Because to that point, you haven't really got any value. Remember, our job here is to get business value, customers plus sales. So you've prioritized the profitable customers, but it's only at that conversion point that you've got the sales. So you haven't done your job if you're starting and finishing at the awareness stage. Because so many people, and it really, really hacks me off when people say, oh, yeah, my job's to create brand awareness. Yeah, of course it is. But then beyond that, what are you going to do with that awareness? This is where real marketers come into play. So figure out what is a conversion, because that's where everything points. All that awareness that you're creating has to go somewhere, and it's at that conversion point. Now, it might be at that point you hand over the relationship of that customer with you to somebody else in your organization. That's fine. You've converted. You then go back to the top and you start again to get the next one through the journey. But your job might also include the third phase in the customer journey, which is the retention phase. And that's the bit where you're keeping the customer happy. Remember, I said about immersive experience, something that's really intimate, really personalized. That's where keeping a customer happy through various marketing things, which we'll come on to in a minute. That's why I've put the dollar signs down there. Most people think that their job is done as a marketer if they've created awareness. That doesn't create dollar signs, does it? The conversion stage, yeah, you might get some dollars from that, but the real dollars, the real value from you as a marketer comes at the pointy end there of that customer journey. That's the bit where you've got a few people going around and around and around in that retention little circle. It's called a kind of retention loop. And I'll show it to you in just a second how that bit works. That bit is the really important bit because that's where you know the person. You know that they've already bought from you because they've come through the conversion point. So they've converted into a customer. And you know they get what you do because they've already decided that because they're already a customer. So all of those bits are already done. Your job in the retention phase is to keep them on side, keep them happy, stay on their radar, drip feeding marketing to them so that they either advocate, so they talk to their family, friends, colleagues, peers about how great you are, or they start to come back and purchase again or engage with you again to give you more of those dollars. And so the idea of your marketing there is just to keep them in this loop. I call it a holding pattern because you don't know necessarily when they're going to come back. You don't necessarily when they're going to share the praises of what a great experience that you do, but at some point they will. So there's the dollar signs. So often marketers, the most successful marketers, begin there. They don't go out trying to find new customers, new prospects. They begin with the people who are already in their database. They're already happy customers because that is where the dollar signs happen. Now you can see there's two arrows coming in from the left and the right here. What is the customer journey? Well, it's a series of relevant tools and it's a pot of relevant content that feed into that customer journey. So you might have different tools in your marketing portfolio at the awareness stage and the conversion stage and the retention stage, each one doing a slightly different job. And of course, you would put different content in if you were trying to talk to somebody at the awareness stage when they've only just met you or only just heard about you, would be very different content at the retention stage where they've known you forever. So the way this kind of shapes up is a little bit more like this. It's a number of different stepping stones. So you can see what's going on here. If you were to work down through this and plot out using some sticky notes, these are some digital sticky notes, but if you were to do this process right from the very first time here, that first level of sticky notes, which is where somebody gets to their your customer journey at the very, very first point of awareness. That's where they've got hope that you are going to be worth dealing with. And so, as they then click the link, or as they go then deeper into the website, as they then go on that little crumb trail of clicks, calls to action, and parts of the process where you're guiding them through a journey, they start to build faith that actually, yeah, you seem like good guys. Yeah, you're very relevant to me. Yeah, you're my kind of people. Yes, I understand what you're trying to do. Yes, I can see that, you know, you're very purpose driven in this process. So I kind of, yeah, I'm up for this. And then just before that point where it's that conversion point, can you see it's just literally one sticky note there? That's where we're trying to drive everybody. Then they will trust you. And as soon as they trust you, they will convert. And then you can then talk to them about the products and services you have on offer. But until you've got them down to that point by building this relationship, you don't have a relationship and you're not really a marketer. You're just publishing stuff. And that's not what a marketer does. So here I'm trying to kind of redefine the way that maybe you're thinking of your role. Your role here in this customer journey, in this personalizing of the experience from the very first time when somebody hears about you to the time where they feel like they're gonna commit to you. Your role is just down in those little words underneath the awareness bit, the hope, the faith, and the trust. Your job as a marketer is to move them from having hope to feeling, yeah, they've got a bit of faith that you might be worth dealing with, to actually trusting you. And of course, at each and every step, each and every one of these little post-its, there's a different type of content. So this is how you can make decisions on content. The content comes from putting content in the appropriate tools. And of course, each one of these little post-its could be a different tool. It could be, look, there's our Instagram feed right at the top there. And as soon as somebody sees us on Instagram, we want them to click through to this link or this page on the website. There's the next post-it. And then from that point on the website, we want them to go here, and so on and so on and so on. So that's what each one of these little post-its, little sticky notes stands for, is possibly a different tool. And of course, a different message will be there as you draw them down deeper to that conversion point. So it's about plotting it out. And then once they've gone through that conversion point or funnel, you could argue, then they're into this loop. And you can see that the sticky notes are in a different orientation. I call this the loyalty loop. If you can keep them loyal to you, if you can keep them on side, drip feeding content using maybe different tools at that stage that are relevant, maybe you get them into a loyalty scheme, maybe you give them some VIP access to, oh, here's the new products that we're offering, or here's a great piece of content, or yeah, you can be part of our sort of VIP community. You've got a whole bunch of different things you can play with there. That's where the fun starts, because that's where the deepening of the relationship happens. And at some point, they'll come back and buy again. At some point, they'll advocate you. So your job is not there to be selling and promoting products and services. It's about keeping them in that loyalty loop. So can you see what we're doing here? We're redefining where you think your job is into something that's much deeper, much more profound. And this is our role in marketing. So it's not about the various tools. It's not about, is it this social network or another? It's about owning the customer journey, owning the reason that you're in business here is to develop customers and get sales from those customers based on all of those trends. And then when it comes then to actually putting the content in, which I know lots of people then say, yeah, but what kind of content can we write about? Then I revert back to my magic rule of thirds. And if you haven't come across this, this is one little tool that I developed, must be about 15 to 16 years ago now, if not slightly longer than that. As we know, time flies on. But it still works in this new, brave new world that we've got in this sixth wave of marketing. And this magic rule of thirds says if you could split all of the content that you put down into those channels, into those tools, into thirds, one third of what you talk about to build that faith and trust in your customers is going to be about getting to know you. So you as a person, you as a team, or you as a brand, or if you've got somebody who's the face of your organization, it's about getting to know them. So every third thing that you publish needs to be personal. That's the first P. The second P in the magic rule of thirds is point. So one third of what you publish needs to be what I call free stuff, pointing or signposting to other stuff that positions you as a thought leader, but also helps to build that relationship in a personalized way with this customer. What are they interested in? What do they want to know? What do they want to hear from you? And what is valuable for you to share into their lives and into their world? Because that will keep them sweet. That will keep them happy. So that's also really, really important. And the final third then is the overt sell. It's the P for promote. It's the bit where you actually want to push them through that conversion point. It's the bit where you want to talk about a product or a service or something that you want to get some value back from because you've invested in it. And it is what you sell, it is what you do. And by doing those first two thirds in your customers' minds, you've given them the permission and the value to then commit to that sale or that promotion. Most people think of marketing as being the promote, that overt sale. But can you see already just how irrelevant that is in terms of building a relationship? Your job as a marketer is not to promote. Your job as a marketer is to build relationships through these tools, through this style of content, and to be working with them in a really, really clear way so that you can take them through the customer journey. So that you can actually then look backwards when you measure through some kind of digital dashboard, which is at the end of this process. you can actually be very proud to say, yeah, I made this number of people aware, and these number of people were potentially profitable. And out of those aware people, I got this proportion of them to actually convert. And out of that proportion who converted, I've now got this number who we've now got a deep relationship with. And do you know what? They're actually telling their families, friends, and colleagues about the amazing work that we're doing with them. And so what I'm using are just a small number of tools to get them through that process. And then I'm publishing content using the rule of thirds on a consistent basis to keep in touch with them. I've prioritized the most profitable ones. That's where I devote my attention. And I'm constantly looking at the marketplace to just make sure, and I'm sensing just to make sure that we're still doing the right thing and that we're still relevant. So I remember all the trends that are going on. So I'm always working with the freshest of new stuff. And actually, I've remembered all the way back upstream that my whole reason here, my whole purpose here is to be purpose-driven. That's where my marketing is. So as I actually work through this over the coming years, I am talking about sustainability and I'm talking about our carbon footprint and about all the things that resonate with what people are focused on right now. Yes, I am using AI and robotics and AI agents and all these amazing things to be a really efficient marketer. But ultimately, I'm about being purpose-driven. I'm working to a higher agenda. I'm here for a reason. And our products and services are just the things that keep us in business and keep us, able to pay our bills. But we're here for a greater reason. And that, to me, is why we're here in marketing. And so that is what my marketing role is. So it is way, way much now beyond what we possibly did think of as marketing. And it's really, really important to remember that all of those other things that we talked about are just ways that we go about our daily business. But really, this is the kind of the framework, if you like, into which everything else fits.